Welcome to the Difference Makers Podcast, where we join life coach, speaker, and leadership trainer Devin Dade as he interviews entrepreneurs, leaders, and people who make a difference in the lives of others.
Tyler McGackey, man, we definitely appreciate you coming on and taking an interview with the Difference Makers Podcast. As far as in just, you know, you being here discussing K-Play, you've done a lot in the community. So if you take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about yourself, that'd be great.
Sure, absolutely. First, I want to thank you for, bringing some awareness to K-Play again. Any avenue that we can use to spread K-Play's mission and vision is great. I've been very active in the community from a young age. I contribute that to my father, who was on the Keokuk Tourism Board when I was 4 or 5 years old, kind of drugged me along to see what giving back to the community actually feels like. I've started, helping out, being on the school board. I was the youngest elected official in the state of Iowa for a while when I was elected to the school board for my first term. Became the president my last 3 years of the school board. So I'm very passionate about kids, about education, about learning. So it kind of was a natural transition from the school board into, looking at, doing something else for the community, for kids with special needs. So K-Play kind of came to mind. I remember sitting in the St. Louis hospital with my little nephew, Bentley, who has cerebral palsy. I was sitting there with my brother and sister-in-law, and an odd fellow member by the name of Mike Greenslaw called, and my nephew was being seen by the doctor, so I took the phone call, and he brought an idea to myself and to my brother and sister-in-law about ways that maybe the odd fellows could help Bentley out. And right now our family is blessed with having, the support from not only the family but the community already. So I thought, well, what could we do to help benefit other kids besides Bentley? And the idea of a handicapped playground came to mind, which I expressed to Mike. I said, right now we have to travel, almost 3 hours away from Keokuk to find just a swing set that Bentley, who has CP, could sit in. So, we kind of came together, and K-Play was formed between kind of my family members and Keokuk Oddfellows Lodge 13, and K-Play was formed. Since then, it's been fundraising and fun, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a great group of people to hang out with. It's just been awe-inspiring to see how the community has come together to support not only our mission financially, but our mission emotionally by giving us the support we need to continue. We set a lofty goal of raising $300,000, and it's taken us 3 years to do, but it's well worth it.
Yeah. So, Tyler, as far as in, I know K-Play being huge for your family, obviously, like you said, you're the uncle. How did Bentley become the face for K-Play?
Sure. I don't know. Bentley's become the face of many things around here. And that's right. I'm just the uncle. I don't have kids myself, so I kind of look at Bentley and my nieces and nephews as my own kids. But when Bentley was born, I made a promise to him. I said, you will be like every other kid. And K-Play was kind of my avenue in order to achieve that goal for Bentley. And, allowing him to play and have the ability to associate and socialize with other students or other children of not only of special needs, but of what I call, quote unquote, normal abilities. So it's just kind of my way of fulfilling my promise to my nephew I made when he was first born.
That's awesome. How has the community stepped in and got behind K-Play?
I tell you, the community, every fundraiser that K-Play has been a success. I've been involved with other organizations that had fundraisers before, and, sometimes they meet their goals, sometimes they don't. But K-Play has, with fundraising, the community has really stepped up to help K-Play because, number one, they know there's a need. And number two, they know that the special needs population in Keokuk is, underserved. And, with other playgrounds in Keokuk, and not only in Keokuk, but the surrounding area as well, there's nothing like what K-Play has planned. And I think the community looked at that and said, you know what? We can do this. We can do this not only for Keokuk, but for the special needs kids in the area.
Attending and being able to take part and help out in K-Play and in the events, there are special people with special needs who actually come out and they participate in this. So when you're working at your events and then helping out and serving, who do you see as far as special needs people coming out and helping and just being a part of it?
Well, there's so many of them, and this is one of my downfalls is I don't get to know people. And when I say I don't get to know people, I don't sit there and talk to them and find out their stories and everything. But, you know, one thing that, you know, gives me a gift, if you will, is knowing that what I'm doing or what K-Play's doing is helping that individual. Yeah. You know, I see, you know, when we have pancake breakfast, you see a lot of, special needs individuals coming in, eating pancakes and all that. You know, I like to see them not only enjoy the fundraiser, but also know that, hey, what you're doing is going to help you out in the long run as well.
Yeah. So what are some of the fun fundraisers that you've been a part of?
Oh, I tell you, you know, hanging out at the Oddfellas Lodge and doing pancake breakfast, I think it's great. You know, you get the K-Play members and the Oddfellow members together, and it's almost like a circus within itself. I mean, it's well worth the price of admission. But no, the pancake breakfast, we had a princess party about a year ago where little girls came in and they did makeup and hair and all that stuff. That was pretty neat to watch. Some other fundraisers we do, and this was kind of a side, another project that our family started. It was called the Green Out, which is a football game, the very first football game of every year for the Keokuk High School Chiefs. And we would get together, we raised, put together a green t-shirt because the color for cerebral palsy is green. And we encourage people to wear green shirts to a football game, and to see the green, the sea of green, we call it, during a football game is just phenomenal. It's one of the most emotional things I've ever seen. We invite kids with cerebral palsy to be honorary captains. They come down before the football game, toss the coin, get down on the field, meet the players. Since then, the K-Play committee, we've kind of absorbed the Green Out, not because it wasn't successful, it's very successful, but we just needed more manpower, and K-Play provided that. And that's another, you know, a fundraiser for K-Play that is just, if you haven't been there to see the Green Out, come and see it, and I'm telling you, there isn't a dry eye in the house once they see all the kids walk out and be able to flip the coin and meet the football players.
And year by year, the Green Out actually, it gets bigger. The show gets bigger. The entertainment gets bigger.
It's something else. I remember the first year, I was hoping, the family was hoping to sell 100 t-shirts. We succeeded that goal by 400. We actually sold 500 t-shirts the very first year. The next year was 1,000 t-shirts. And we're going on our fourth year. The third year was, I think it was around 1,500 t-shirts. So it just keeps multiplying itself, and it's great to see, even after the Green Out, people walking around the community with their Green Out shirts on and, you know, showing up to basketball games with their Green Out shirt. I mean, it's just, it's great. I mean, it brings awareness to special needs, but it also shows the community how supportive they are of events that we have.
And, you know, even outside of town and just walking around town, the one thing you brought up is that I see the K-Play t-shirts.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere.
Yes.
On people you didn't even know that was supporting it.
Yes.
But they're 100% behind it and what it stands for. Not only does it's going to help build this park, but at the same time, it's helping the community have something to do and something to stand for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that, you know, a project such as a playground has brought this community together. And that's something that, to me, being a lifelong Keokukian, is this community has kind of lacked. It's something to bring everybody together for a positive event, for a positive goal. And, you know, from Keokuk Contractors to Ideal Ready Mix to Hickey Contracting, everybody is putting into this project because they see the benefit of what it's doing for this community.
Right. And it's a combined effort.
Yeah.
So, real quick, what do we have coming up? What does K-Play got planned to end this thing out?
Yes, we're still reaching for that finish line on fundraising. Like I said, we had a lofty goal of $300,000.
Yeah.
We're very close there. Matter of fact, construction will be starting hopefully at the end of this week, if not next week. But we've got a kickball tournament coming up. It's going to be the first one in the area. We've got a bunch of teams signed up for that. It's going to be a great event. That's on April 1st. out at McCready Park. It's put on not only in conjunction with K-Play, but the Lee County Leadership Committee with the Iowa State Extension and the Fort Madison Keokuk Chamber Office. We are also, we're looking at putting on another pancake breakfast. So if you haven't experienced pancake breakfast, watch social media and you'll be able to find out when the next one is.
Yeah.
But we also have what they call a Hy-Vee Roundup. You can go to Hy-Vee and purchase your groceries, and they'll ask you if you'd like to round up to the nearest dollar and donate that to K-Play. That'll be going on April 3rd through April 11th. So Hy-Vee's helping us out and supporting our vision and mission. But every meeting we come up with different fundraising ideas, and the way we promote that is through Facebook, our Facebook page, our website, which is kplay.org. And through the Daily Gate City and local radios.
So, to end this out, Tyler, I'm going to ask you, on more of the uncle side.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from you on how this has been a game changer just in your life and being able to be a part of taking the step for Bentley and the family.
Sure. I think your road goal is to get me to start crying, but I don't know. No, I mean, again, I just remember when Bentley was born, and flown to Iowa City by a helicopter, seeing kind of the emotional stress that has taken on my brother and my sister-in-law and, kind of the rest of my family. And, I've always felt the need to be that rock and that standard, when it comes to the emotional stuff. And, I remember seeing Bentley in that incubator and saying, look, buddy, I'm going to do everything possible to allow you to have the most normal life you can.
Yeah.
And, as an uncle, some people go, wow, you go above and beyond. And I'm like, well, that's just me. That's what I've done.
Yeah.
And, to finally have somebody in the family that has brought our family together mm-hmm. in a way that nobody could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And to be, just a child that you can love with all your heart and somebody that could never do anything wrong, it's Bentley. I mean, Keokuk knows Bentley.
He is a celebrity in town.
He is, and to be related to a celebrity is awesome. It's almost like being a celebrity yourself. But he's just brought, even emotional healing to myself.
Yeah.
When you sit there and think of, what he's going through and the trials and tribulations that he's going to face the rest of his life, puts my problems into perspective. I mean, my problems compared to his are nothing. And I can always remember, this is kind of the emotional side of me coming out, but I can remember in my nightly prayers just telling God to give me his problems. Let me have his problems so we can live a healthy life. And, I think the way God's answering that is, I'm not going to give you his problems, but I want you to help solve some of his problems, which is, the first step is just build a playground so he can be a kid, so he can socialize with other kids himself and, live the most fullest life that he can.
Yeah. And Tyler, I definitely appreciate you coming from the heart with your questions and your answers. That's totally awesome. One thing I do want to mention, though, is that going past the park, man,
mm-hmm.
it's not even done. And I've seen at least three families, three moms with their kids, they're on a cold day.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying themselves.
Yes.
It means a lot.
It does. And every time I, out in the community, I try to drive by what we call phase one of Bentley's Playground, which was a swing set that has adaptive seats and a safety surface. And every time I drive by there and see somebody playing, I just want to stop and take a picture so I can remember that and go, look, I had a small part bringing that to the community. K-Play had a huge part in bringing that to the community. And Bentley was the reason why that came to the community.
Definitely.
So we're not stopping. I mean, we're gonna reach our goal and build this phase two of the playground.
Yeah.
But our vision is not going to stop. We're going to look at other parks, other, obstacles that stand in the way of special needs kids, and we're going to try to tackle those as well.
Well, Tyler, once again, man, we definitely appreciate your time. You come from the heart. Before you go, though, for the people who are listening, I want you to give one piece of advice, because this is what I know is in order to get ahead in life, you have to give life. You have to give to get.
Yep.
And taking your time, your personal time, and serving the community is a big thing, and we need more people to do it.
Yes.
So if you have one piece of advice for the people who don't see a need in doing it, or they find reasons not to do it, or they're just maybe scared of reaching out saying, I want to be a part, I want to do something, what's one piece of advice that you can give to the community to get them more involved?
Sure. I've always been of the philosophy that there's givers and takers. And one thing that I've been is a giver. And if you've never given any amount of time to something that really can't pay you back, you haven't really lived. You know, so my advice is, you've really never felt anything until you give to something or somebody that can't give anything back to you.
Yeah.
The community itself has given me a lot of opportunities. I've been blessed. So again, you know, giving back to the community, giving back to K-Play, giving back to, you know, kids, our future is something that, you know, no monetary value can be placed on that. It's all emotional and pride, and puts a smile on my face every day. So my advice would, you know, be a giver, you know, give.
Yeah, definitely from the heart. And there it is. Tyler, we definitely appreciate you taking the interview. We look forward to seeing the playground built, and we'll probably be there for that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
That was a wonderful interview with Tyler McGackey. Guys, if you'd like to learn more about K-Play, you can find more information at kplay.org. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, there's a Donate Now button. Please, guys, if you feel that this is calling to you, please give a little bit of money. It's a wonderful, wonderful organization. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about Devin Dade or yours truly, Matt Winklejohn, you can find our information in the show notes, along with information on our intro and outro music from Incompetech. As always, guys, drive, develop, deliver, make excellence a habit, be the change, and see the change. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.